KOW Mobile.
Welcome back, KO4CN.
Good morning, happy Wednesday.
Tuesday off too, or is that when you came back?
Down on Monday, and yeah, the original plan was to go ahead and take Tuesday also.
Vacation from your vacation.
Yeah, it's a little bit of running around to do, and then we went and picked up some plants to plant in the garden, and went to Costco and stuff like that.
Trip.
It was pretty much uneventful on that. Had a good time up there. Made it. I fueled up right there at Highway 80 and 29, and I made it all the way to Raleigh and all the way to that gas station on 8 gallons.
Oh, man. I would love to look into something that got good fuel mileage, but what's so freaking expensive right now?
Just right. I mean, when we bought this one, you know, there were still cars on the lot, and they were still at regular price, and so we got it before they went up.
I don't think it's still going to be anytime soon before they start coming back down either.
There's a shortage, you know. They're not coming back down. I know one of my wife's managers, he went to look for a car. He thought, well, you know, I need to trade mine in and get rid of it. And they wanted $30,000 for like a 2015.
What's great, it's almost better to just go ahead and buy new right now. That way, if you're going to pay that high a price for something, might as well be new.
Payment's probably going to be the same. If 24 for this one.
SUVs I've been looking at, either they're really old and they're cheap. You know, there's one near my house on Highway 9, and they want $83.9 for it. I don't even know what year it is, but it's fairly old. It's probably upwards of 20 years old, if maybe 15 at the minimum. And they still want almost at $9,000 for it. And there's another one sitting beside it. It's like, I think it's like $16,000, and it's just a little bit newer, but not by much.
What's going to happen when the car shortage gets worse?
I did see some hope this morning. It might be fleeting, but diesel fuel near my house was $4.75. It at least dropped below the $5 mark.
A good thing. I saw that regular over here was like $3.50.
Cheapest I've seen it in Spartanburg towards like, $2.90, like $3.83 in the QT.
We were headed up to Raleigh on Saturday, and you know, we had to go through that construction on 85. You been in that construction zone?
Gas me?
Yeah, Roger.
Lately, I went last year around September, I think it was, where we went to Kings Mountain.
Many, like, lane shifts and moving over here, moving over there. It came up on the dash that it was driver inattention. I need to pay attention.
It's a mess. I mean, it's understandable why so many people have gotten confused and they've had so many accidents.
You know, you get in a wreck, and then it says, well, the car said you weren't paying attention. It's like, really? I was paying attention. It's just the way you got the screwed up roads, KN4 GFW.
Yeah, no, I'm glad they got rid of the chutes, but, man, I'm sure it's no better.
Lanes wide this time.
Is from that point to, like, North Carolina, there's, like, constant construction. And as soon as you hit the North Carolina line, it's like all stops.
The bottleneck is right 3 lanes down to 2.
Got to feel the roads are good enough and they're not going to mess with it or what?
Passed yesterday when I got home.
Do mine this weekend or get my oldest boy to at least cut it. Because my backyard, my front yard is mainly for weeds in Bermuda, so it's okay. But the backyard's got a little mixture of everything, and you get these big spots of grass that grow up. Now I've been already having to cut it, so Either I'll do it or he'll do it this weekend.
Game day is what? Thursday, right?
I haven't been paying attention, but I guess I need to check, though.
It'd be some serious rain tomorrow, especially going into work, and then chance of severe thunderstorms in the evening.
Last week before last, we had those bad storms come through, or at least they said they were going to be bad. And, you know, we were sitting on the couch, and my wife's phone started going off with a tornado watch, and it was up in North Carolina, kind of north where Patrick lives. And I know they had some damage up there, trees down and everything else, but yeah, I turned the radio on that night, but that freaked us out whenever that come across the telephone.
Storming at work that day, and then I heard the radio go off, and it was the darn emergency test, and I'm thinking, man, what a stupid day to do it.
Yeah, I can see that. With me this weekend, the Boy Scouts, they ended up getting it set up, 10 watts. I was able to make 4 photo contacts from where I was at.
And I need to fix my coax. I haven't fixed it yet. It's still dangling.
Help. Give me a call.
It's a matter of cutting the shrink wrap back and put some more on it and do it again, I guess.
Back together and shrink wrap it back.
Soldering to it. It just goes into a, you know, a little connector with 2 screws.
Too bad, Dean. Just getting to it, right? They lose me.
And I was going through that bad spot.
Because I'm in the parking lot. Although I park in a different spot now to see if that helps.
It's just, I was going down through there and there's just so much static you can't receive anything.
Like the advertising company and tell them that they are putting out electromagnetic interference to your ham radio and tell them that by the rules then they need to figure out what to do to get under control.
Get somebody that don't know what you're talking about.
That. You never know, you might get lucky and might send the team out to double check it and see what's going on with it. If it was that bad.
It pegs my S meter on both frequencies.
Now, man, next couple months, we need to try to plan a get together or meet and greet or something. That way, see who all we can get to show up, go get some supper or something.
And just got to say when.
A little bit warmer where it's non-jacket weather, because I tell you what, I went in that camp out this weekend. Man, it was cold at night. I mean, it was, you know, mid-30s, low 40s in the mornings, but good Lord, it was cool.
Imagine it's not like you can sleep next to the fire, right?
Nice. It was too windy the first day to really do a fire. So Sunday morning when we got up, man, it was cold. I heard them got a fire going in the fire pit. So while we were cooking breakfast and drinking coffee, we were standing around the campfire.
For HKX Mobile, morning, guys.
Good morning, Patrick, KN4 TFW.
Sounds like a good plan, getting together.
If I ever get a family tent camping trip in, maybe to like Caesar's Head or King's Mountain or something, throw out an invite to see who might want to show up there.
But I doubt my wife's coming.
To the cot. I got a nice big cot, and it sleeps all right.
Oversized cot.
I got one of them big inflatable air mattresses where she wouldn't have to even sleep on the ground.
It's all right, and you know, I try to keep improving my Dutch oven skills, so you're not just eating a bunch of stuff. Like I've got the recipe together, and I keep telling the guys at Boy Scouts I'm gonna try it one of our upcoming trips, is to do a Dutch oven lasagna.
Pretty good. Whenever y'all ready, just let me know.
A little too cold for my wife. She will not. She doesn't do good when it gets cold, and she gets turned into a little ill butt, so I'd rather wait on it to warm up. Well, I hate to say it, but I need to head on in the plant. I got to get ready for a meeting this morning. I think I'm pretty much in charge of my area, so I get to be floor manager, and I get to be my section manager. So it's going to be a fun day, and I'm really not looking forward to it, but I think it'll be all right at the end of the day. It just sucks having to do everything. So I'm going to get on in here and get started, get all my information together, and get ready. So y'all have a good one. Be safe out there, and maybe I'll get an opportunity to talk to y'all this afternoon or evening. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good day, and hopefully nothing goes too wrong today. It stresses you out over at KO4HKX.
Yeah, 73, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Your trip go.
Well, we had a good one. We come back on Monday afternoon, and so it was good. And so I filled up right there at that Highway 80, and that on the way going up, and I made it all the way to Raleigh, and all the way back to that gas station on 8 gallons.
Cool.
It was good weather. No real traffic. Until you kind of got, you know, in that construction zone on 85, but that was about it.
No major problems, so that's always a plus when you're going on a vacation or an extended stay trip.
If I can get a spare tire for this thing. It doesn't come with a spare tire. It comes with some kind of fix-it flat stuff and a little compressor.
Get one at LKQ. Trying to find one. That's probably going to be your best bet, or eBay.
About it. And that, but I wonder if all the Hondas are pretty much the same, or if if I need a special one for this one.
I wouldn't think they're any different, but you never know anymore. They like to sneak stuff in just so they can make the owners feel special. Out to Top Golf last night, the group of distributors did. What a place.
Salem Road.
Yeah, that's it.
Huge. The place looks gigantic.
I can't remember how many stories it is, but it's pretty big. We had a ball, though. It was fun. Wrist is hurting this morning, though, swinging a club. I hadn't done that in years.
Man, let me get out of this bad area right here. Hold on. GFW, got a copy on me now?
KO4HKX, loud and clear.
Covered up in rain tomorrow.
I hadn't looked. Makes for a miserable day doing what I'm doing.
Start pouring down rain, bad storms by about 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, and then chance of some real bad weather tomorrow evening.
I don't know for sure, but there's another flag distributor out there. Everybody tells me he doesn't work when it rains at all. He just stays home.
Cost of fuel, it might be worth it.
I've just never been that type to do that. That'd be against everything I've ever done.
On the news, that big wreck they had on the interstate up in Pennsylvania, I guess it was foggy and snowing a little bit. Man, everybody was still doing 70.
I've seen a little clip about that on TikTok, but not on the news. I don't know, man. Still doing 70 mile an hour with snowing outside, that's just a bad idea no matter what.
It's like, By the time you saw anything on a good road, it'd be too late to stop. And that it just, I don't know what people think. You know, they just don't think, I guess.
I think it's never going to happen to them. And I'm like, I don't know, laws of averages are going to catch you sooner or later.
When I lived in Louisiana, I mean, 6 days out of the week, it was going to be so foggy you couldn't see two or three of the dotted lines in front of you.
Fog rolling off the ocean down there, off the bay anyway, would really get you.
I mean, I lived in the, like, central to northern, and the water table is just, you know, a foot down below, and there's so much water everywhere that, I mean, it's so foggy you can't believe it. I mean, there'd be a car in front of you, 100 yards in front of you, and then all of a sudden it'd just be gone.
I can imagine. That's the way it is up here some mornings. You'd be driving along, and then there's just nothing but a wall of fog.
Or WWZ, nothing.
KN4, TFW.
Good morning, Chandler. KO4, HKX.
Thank you for the good morning. I'll be back to y'all in just a second. Keep talking.
At the North Carolina, I was going through that construction zone, and the car told me that I needed to pay attention. It thought I was getting sleepy. It was just because we were all over the road, but we were following the lines.
Yeah, when you let them think for you. Now imagine if it was driving itself.
Geared up. Because, you know, there was lines that they had down and took up and everything, and it was all messed up.
Was he doing good when you got up there? You enjoy your weekend?
He was doing real good. I had to, my brother-in-law, he had to go to Texas for a meeting all week, some kind of conference or whatever, but we had a good time.
Cam, it's probably about time to jump over on the other repeater.
All right, I'll meet you there. It's going to take me a minute to get there. I had it set up on a different frequency. KN4, TFW.
KO4, HKX. Clear.
Yep. See you guys. KO4, WWZ, number.